Hello, dear people, and welcome to It's a 90s Christmas Podcast. Don't worry, the show will continue on regularly, but we have to do a little disclaimer for this one. Don't worry about it. I'm, of course, one of your hosts, Lasse Vogt.
And I am your other host, Lyle Perez.
Yes, and why don't you explain why there was a big break?
Well, because, long story short, my business partner passed away. And the second he passed away, I had to pretty much clear out an entire store all by myself. And I did that. I had to keep going back every single day to grab more stuff into my cars and bring them home. And that was the first week. So the second week, I had a big pile of mess here at my house. So week two, I spent most of that time rearranging stuff, trying to figure out what's going to go where. Week three, I had to keep doing the same exact thing. And we have a lot of the shows recorded, but I need to edit them, and I just haven't had time to edit them. I've just been constantly going back and forth, and we finally decided today everything's a little bit calmer. We can record a disclaimer at the beginning of the show, because the show that we're releasing right now, it's We make a lot of comments to the time and date of when the episode was supposed to come out, but it's not coming out at that time anymore. Lasse, you could probably explain it better than I can.
Yeah, indeed, because it was the fifth of Tuesday for the fifth Tuesday of October, and so it was kind of like the special episode we did, and this is the episode you are about to hear. But like I said, it was supposed to come out the fifth Tuesday of October, and we mentioned the date a couple of times during the runtime, and that's not a thing anymore. So don't wonder about this, and when certain other episodes are coming out, like I said, some of them are, we pre-recorded some of them and we wanted to release them during the course of the last few weeks, but yeah, stuff came up, and so originally Lyle had the idea to release them all in one go and then just continue, but I had the much better idea, which was actually adapted, that we should just continue on with a regular schedule and release them every Tuesday until we run out of episodes and we can record new ones. We will record new ones as soon as I'm back in Germany, which will be in the middle of December. And until then, some older episodes that were already supposed to come out will guide you through that time. Yes, so don't worry, you will get more episodes. Just consider the last few weeks pretty much a break. And now we are back on the air, and we will continue regularly.
Yes, we will. And another cool thing that happened while we were on a break, we are actually part of a podcast network now. We are part of the Christmas Podcast Network. You can go ahead and check out all of the shows on the network. Just go to ChristmasPodcastNetwork.com. And we're all there. Lasse, tell us some of the shows that are on there.
Well, except of our show, we have Advent Calendar House, Can't Wait for Christmas, Christmas Creeps, Hallmark and Jess, Tinsel Tunes, Weird Christmas, Christmas Past, Deck the Hallmark, and Tis the Season. They are all wonderful shows with a lot of different content. And if you just can't get sick of Christmas and you just love the holiday as much as we do, and we don't have any new episodes coming out during the rest of the week, just check those shows out. Trust me, they are very, very fun. You won't regret it.
Oh, definitely. So that's going to do it for us now. If you'd like to send us any questions, comments, or anything like that, go ahead and send those to 90schristmaspodcast@gmail.com. You could also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/90schristmaspod. Lasse? It's been fun having you here, man.
Oh, yeah, totally. I had a lot of fun. I'm leaving tomorrow for LA, and then I return back to Germany in the midst of December. It was amazing being here. I had my first Thanksgiving of my life here and had just a great time driving, cruising around the country, seeing a lot of stuff, meeting a lot of really, really cool people. And I am looking forward to continuing this show with you.
Yeah. All right. So enjoy the show coming up, and we will see you guys next week for another brand new old episode of It's a 90s Christmas Podcast. Have a good night.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
Hello and welcome to It's a 90s Christmas Podcast, the show where we keep your cuddly and warm holiday memories alive. I'm one of your hosts, Lasse Vogt.
And I am your other host, Lyle Perez.
And welcome to another delicious episode of our wonderful podcast. How is it going, Lyle?
It is going good. How are you doing, Lasse?
I'm also doing pretty good. I am really excited because we are trying something new today.
Yes, we're doing something completely different than what we are used to. We've been doing this podcast for about 3 months now. We're in month three. And if you haven't figured out, it's very structured. We have week where we do this, we have another week where we do that, and I guess I can tell you what the structure is. Every first week of the month, it is a movie, a Christmas movie. Week two is a sitcom. Week three is another sitcom or a TV show, you know, drama, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I think we did X-Files, that type of show. It could be one of those, it could be a sitcom. Week four is a special. It could be a TV special, it could be a TV special movie, any of those. And we quickly realized, hey, we release on Tuesdays. There's going to be some months that have 5 weeks. What are we going to do on that fifth week? Well, we talked about it. We pondered. And Lasse came up with a pretty good idea. So, Lasse, take it away.
Well, since it was clear that I would visit and come to America from Germany, I thought it would be a great idea to get some Christmas candy from Germany over here so Lyle could try it out. And that's what we're going to do live. We have all of the stuff here, and he's going to try the stuff for the very first time. Some of this is actually the first time for me as well. And we will see how it tastes, how delicious it is, or how awful it is, and we will give it a rating.
Yeah, and then maybe next time I will give Lasse a fruitcake so he can try it.
Oh yeah, that would be great.
They have them at Walmart. Walmart has fruitcakes. When the season comes, they have them in like little weird brick cubes that totally look disgusting. We will get one and we'll try it.
Because
if it's out, if it's here. No, it should be out by the time you come back for Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, I think so.
Which actually this episode is going to air at the end of October. So yeah.
Yeah, that fits.
You will hear that.
It perfectly fits. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also the thing is in Germany, it's not unlike America because I was walking through the store on September and I was like, do I have Christmas candy already? Yes, they had. Even before Halloween, they had all of the stuff here, and my mother was actually quite shocked about that. It's like every year it's earlier.
That's fine. I mean, with this podcast, it's going to be Christmas all year long. That's what I want.
Yeah, of course, but I mean that's not for everybody in the world, not for everybody in Germany, and this.
But it is for me.
It was kind of weird buying all of this stuff. So which should we start with? What looks interesting to you?
Let's start with this thing right here, whatever this that thing is.
Okay.
Looks like a. Let me describe it. It kind of looks like a brownie in the form of a cookie with white frosting on it.
Yeah, and some of those are actually different.
They're different. Just
chocolate,
yeah, I see.
And then there's this one. I think there's this white.
Let me do the one you said. There's this one. Let me try that one.
This one, the brown one?
Yeah.
Let me try that. Okay. We want to taste the brown one. I think we should split that in half.
Yeah, cut it in half.
This is called Feine Nürnberger Oblatenlebkuchen, which is pretty much gingerbread.
Oh, gingerbread. Okay.
Most of these are gingerbread stuff. And they come in different variations, different sizes.
You know,
and
it's very gingerbready. I can smell it. I haven't tasted it yet. But
this is the natural kind. And okay. It's brown. It has this this white thing at the bottom.
Yeah,
it's
this like frosting in a way.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, so
let's give it a go.
Let's right, try.
Here we go. Oh, wow. That's not what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be crunchy, but I bit right through that thing.
Mm-hmm. It's quite soft.
It's definitely gingerbread. I'll give it that.
Mm-hmm. It's very. It has the right amount of spices.
You know, I thought the bottom was going to be like frosting, the white stuff. It's more or less like a. You know those little things that they give you when you're in Catholic church when you're
that's
doing
exactly,
something
that's exactly the stuff actually yes
oh okay that's what it is it's mm-hmm. I'm licking it doesn't taste like anything it's just
yeah it's not it doesn't really have a taste
no taste at all
It depends. There are hazelnuts in it, walnuts.
Oh, good thing I don't have any nut allergies.
Cashew, perzipan, sugar, of course, a floor.
Not bad, really.
Some oranges in it.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah, I actually think it's also really good. Like, mostly we just eat those chocolate flavored ones.
I think it would go good with some coffee. Let me get some coffee.
I actually think so. And it smells and tastes like German Christmas in here.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It definitely goes well with coffee.
With coffee or hot chocolate or just milk.
Mm-hmm. Only you guys can have some of this, man. Yeah, what was it called again?
It's a Lebkuchen, Oblaten-Lebkuchen. Like, just a gingerbread, I guess.
Okay, just gingerbread.
From Nürnberg. They do the best stuff there.
Yeah, it does taste... It tasted pretty good. I'll give it that. It was good.
Glad that you liked it.
So let's go. Number two, I'll let you pick now.
Okay, let me pick. Because I'm really excited to try this one though.
Okay.
This one, because I haven't had this before.
It's very similar to the one we just had.
It's another kind of gingerbread, but it's it's called white.
Okay.
The white ones, it just says.
Okay, well it's
since 1615. Yeah. They're made since 1615, and hope they're not as old. Because
they look kind of very. Oh, yeah. My goodness, all right.
They look much harder.
They do, it does, but let's see, little piece, all right.
Yeah, they kind of look the same, it's much more lighter brown.
It smells more like cinnamon than gingerbread.
And they are a square.
Yes, it's a rectangle.
Yeah, it's rectangle, it's not a round one. It they kind of look like much more like the stuff Hansel and Gretel would eat.
Yeah, it has that same mass paper, I guess you can say, on the top.
The smell is different, it's much lighter.
It's very much lighter, more cinnamony than gingerbread.
Yes. Okay, let's try.
There we go. Oh, this one was more... It wasn't as soft as the other one.
That's more of a bite. It's much more dry.
Much more dry. Not much of a taste, though.
No, the taste is weaker, yeah.
Much weaker. Maybe. That one was a lot stronger.
Yeah.
My mouth is tingling now, though.
Maybe that's why they're called the white ones. Because they're kind of bland.
I mean, not bad. I really do like this type. I don't like... me, personally, I don't like much sweet. So something like this is actually pretty good. I can definitely dig this with another round of coffee.
Yeah, which one tastes and feels much more bread-like?
Mm-hmm. The other one was kind of soggy in a way.
Kind of soggy, yeah. A little bit more like cake.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also not bad, really.
No, not bad at all.
I actually expected something kind of different.
All right.
That's good.
Number three.
Okay, now let's try these ones.
Oh yeah, let's try that. That's in the same family. They're all kind of cookie bready in a way.
Those are much bigger cookie gingerbread ones.
It's huge.
The very best, the Allerfeins Nürnberger Elisenlebkuchen. This is just a different brand.
Okay. Of the same stuff, really?
Yeah, they all come from the same city, and this one should be different. I mean, it's the same kind of. Oh, they look rich. They look very rich. Let's see. I think it's even a much darker brown in the middle than the ones. Yeah, they are the darkest so far. And it has chocolate frosting.
Let's see.
Okay.
Not much of a big fan on this one.
I really like this.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. It's much more rough than the other ones. I mean, it's not like as... because they had much, much, much bigger pieces of nuts in it. But I actually really like it. I like how the chocolate and the gingerbread complements each other.
Yeah.
To me, it actually tastes pretty good. It has a very, very strong taste.
It has an okay taste. The texture I can't really get behind.
Mm-hmm.
There's like added stuff in there that doesn't really feel like nuts. It feels like dried fruit, kind of.
A little bit, but they are nuts.
Yeah.
Let me see what's in it.
Yeah. Mm. What's in that? It's round. It's really big. It's got that same paper on the top. I guess that's a very common thing in this type of cookie or
and
bread.
There's a little bit of fruit in it.
Okay.
Also orange, a lemon.
Okay.
A little bit of marzipan is in it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but not much. But yeah, that might be. That might be where some of the taste comes from. But actually, I actually think they're really good.
Yeah, it's okay. Not my cup of tea. I would much prefer the second one, the mm-hmm. rectangle one.
The white ones, yeah.
That one's good.
Yeah, I think
not too strong. Good with my coffee. This one, no. I can't.
Yeah, the first one we had, they're like right in the middle, I think.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of both of them?
Yeah, in the middle of both, yeah. A lot stronger taste, but it tastes more like this one. The texture is about the same.
Yeah.
But what else we got? We got chocolate now, it looks.
Yeah, now we're done with gingerbread. And this one, this is also a special one. It's from Lübeck.
Okay.
And this is a very special marzipan that gets made like this, like nowhere else.
Marzipan?
Marzipan, exactly. With a chocolate topping.
Is that made out of like peanut butter?
Marzipan, no.
Okay.
It's made out of what is it? What is this? What is a certain stuff called in English? Let me just take a quick look. With fruit, sometimes I'm actually really bad when it comes to the English names of food.
Let's see. Well, in Hispanic candy, Mexico, we have something called mazapán, and it's made with peanuts, I believe, like a peanut breading.
Mazapán is made out of almonds.
Yeah.
There are almonds in it.
It's very, very similar. It's mazapán for the Hispanic
and
version. It sounds very similar.
It also has a very special ingredient in it that's called like rose water.
Okay.
And that gives it that very, very special taste there. Marzipan pralines with bittersweet chocolate marzipan chocolate and marzipan filling is 71%. Ingredients are almonds, bittersweet chocolate, whole milk powder, blah, 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 sugar, a little bit of alcohol is in it.
Okay.
Cocoa solids, yeah. So there's a lot of stuff. That rose water stuff, it has like a very, very weak percentage of alcohol in it, so kids can enjoy it as well.
Right.
And these ones we eat a lot during Christmas. We just take them out of the package and like arrange them on the table.
Okay.
And so we are a big fan.
I made one of these. Let's see.
We are a big fan of those.
Mazipan. Mazipan. Oh yeah, didn't you want me to try to read some of these? Let's see. Mazipan. Oh, that's in English. Bittersweet. Let's see. Prislin meets Zabiter. Zuchokofit. Mazipan. Fullingen. 71%.
Praline mit Zartbitterschokolade und Marzipanfüllung.
See? Yeah. That was close enough. It kind of looks like a little...
little domino bar?
No, it's kind of like... Almost like a Kit Kat bar, but like a really, really small...
Small and thick.
Small, yeah, and thick.
All yeah, right. A little praline pretty much.
It smells like chocolate. Kind of touched my nose. Let's give it a go. Does. Okay. It's very chocolatey.
Yeah, chocolate's quite strong.
It kind of tastes like something I've had before.
Yeah, you usually don't forget marzipan once you tasted it.
I think Mandy will like it.
Oh yeah, I mean,
I'm sure she will.
I mean, it was a present for both of you, so.
It's okay. I mean, I can't eat candy the way a lot of people do. My wife, she'll eat candy. She'll eat it like chew on it and eat it. We eat like a lot of those Atkins treat bars.
Mm-hmm.
We have one that has like it feels like a payday, like candy bars. The ones that she gets kind of taste like Snickers bars. She'll eat it and she'll be done with it in a matter of seconds, like it's gone. Me, I take a bite, sits in my mouth, I'll suck on it, I'll nibble on it, I'll, you know, kind of lick it until it dissolves in the mouth, and then I'll take another bite. It literally takes me 20 minutes to eat one.
Yeah, I mean,
I think the first day you came over, I was eating one, and it took me forever to eat that thing.
I mean, I used to, back in the day, I used to gouge down on candy. I mean, it was just insane. And nowadays, I eat way less Per day. Right. And so I actually can't eat that many sweets per day anymore. Because usually I don't eat sweets at all anymore. Just for very special occasions, like this one, for example.
Okay.
And maybe because we also had lunch today and we had a couple of gingerbread runs, the sugar is starting to kick in.
Yeah, a little bit, but that's okay. We got a couple of more treats, I think.
Just one, actually.
Oh, one more? Okay.
Yeah, because this with this, I cheated a little.
Oh, okay.
Because you can eat these pretty much all year round. They are available all year round. Same with the marzipan too, but they are just kind of like also like a family Christmas treat. This one is this was very popular. But
Toffifee?
Yes. Yeah. Toffifee. Yeah. Not much. So
15 stuk. You don't see that on the side of the box. The side of the box.
Ah, yeah, 15. It's 15 pieces. Yeah, and why don't you read what's underneath?
All right, here we go. Die Hasilunus in caramel, meat, nougaricreamy, und Schokolade. Schokolade?
Schokolade.
Schokolade. My goodness, man. All right, let's see. It says, one stuk elthilita, energy, pro, 100 grams.
Isn't this a beautiful language?
Oh, my goodness,
man. It's hazelnut, caramel, nougat cream with some chocolate in it. And it's a lot of stuff because you have to be careful, because in the middle there's actually like a whole hazelnut in it, so you have to be careful. Normally we just put it into our mouths and just let it get soft, but you can also just eat them. But you have to be careful because there's actually a whole nut in it. So
a whole nut, huh? Okay.
So you have to. I think nobody ever lost his teeth. But it can be surprising because it's kind of soft. It's also kind of tight around.
Well, what do you got to do? You got to eat the whole thing.
You get a pretty
take a bite, because I'm a wimp.
You can just take a bite. It's fine. I will do it too.
Mm. It smells like chocolate. I mean, it kind of looks like if a basketball was cut in half.
And there was some brown thing in it.
And then you filled it with chocolate.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like. It totally does. Like a very small basketball. It even has a similar kind of a pattern.
All right, I'm going to take a lick. Oh, wow, that's actually not bad. Let me take a bite. Okay. Here we go.
Ugh. Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay, hold on.
We love you so much.
No, it's actually not bad.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty sweet, of course, but there's so much in it, but it complements each other so well.
Mm-hmm.
That you can taste the you can taste nougat, you can taste the...
The outside has a tougher texture than the chocolate inside.
I think it has, it has toffee in it.
Wow, this is good. You gotta leave these.
I will. Those are for you as well.
I mean, I doubt I'll eat them all, but... I can't run diets. I shouldn't be doing this, but luckily my wife doesn't listen to the shows.
But this is just for the show, you know. This is strictly professional.
I know. I only took bites out of everything.
Yeah,
but that's good. I like that one. The last one.
No, that's good. Thank you. I mean, I will leave it. I will leave all of the stuff for you. So cool. Maybe the kids. Maybe the kids
will like it. Yeah.
The kids are interested. They can try some of it maybe later today.
Cool. And if they like it, you could always send them more.
So yeah, that's all about the Christmas sweets. You got through them. A lot of gingerbread. Mm-hmm. You liked way more than I expected, actually.
Yeah. No, we have gingerbread here, so it's not like it's a big leap.
Yeah, of course, but this is different kind of gingerbread.
A little bit.
We have so much gingerbread in Germany. So many different stuff.
I mean, gingerbread is very popular for Christmas.
I think all of these.
Oh yeah.
But pretty much, I think mostly those with chocolate.
You put chocolate on the big round ones?
And not only those, we have a lot of different gingerbread stuff with chocolate around it. So it's actually it's tough to find some without it. Like those with chocolate are the most popular ones. I actually don't know anybody who eats them plain.
Oh, really?
I really like them this way. Like yeah. The first one we tried.
I mean, it would definitely go good with some coffee. Like if you're sitting in front of a fireplace, it's cold outside, you got your nice cup of hot cocoa or coffee, and just eating one of these with it, it would really make it taste good.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And the aftertaste is going to be good.
And we haven't even tried the other ones in this because they are also different kinds, but maybe we will do that when we are back home again.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We can definitely do that.
One of them, some of them are like have like this glacier on it.
Mm-hmm.
So those we used to eat quite often. But there are also so many different brands in Germany. You really have to try a lot, and you have to look out for the right brand to don't get any cheap ones because the cheap ones can taste awful.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to get the cheap ones.
And I'm lucky enough. I mean, I was always looking like, okay, these are from Nürnberg, those are usually the best.
Mm-hmm.
And not some kind of off-brand ones. And I guess I got lucky with all of them. I mean, I liked all of them. You liked some better than others.
Yeah.
But still, none of them were bad.
I liked all of them. If I had to grade them, I would say this would be number one, the rectangle one.
Mm-hmm.
This would be number two.
Yeah, for the small cookie ones.
This would be number three.
With the toffee, yeah.
This would be number four. This would be number five.
Okay, so you like the marzipan better than the big chocolate?
The chocolate marzipan one was a lot better than that one. This one, I couldn't get past the texture.
Chocolate. Oh, okay, I get it. Because I really like those big ones. I didn't expect to, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I mean, we tried something new. Hopefully, you guys can try some of this stuff. We'll take pictures. I'll take pictures of this stuff and post it for like on the Facebook page and Twitter and stuff, so you can kind of see what this stuff looks like.
Oh yeah.
And I'll number them so you know with the way I liked it. That's the way I'll number them.
Yeah,
so
we can take the pictures here later. We can take the pictures at home. Should be all good. I mean, toffifee is pretty. It's pretty. I like watching those videos on YouTube where. Mm-hmm. Foreigners try German candy.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of those, and almost in every video there's toffifee somewhere. And also Knoppers would have been too difficult because those also isn't German, isn't Christmas candy. But this is something very special from there. When I would have tried to bring Kinder Schokolade, it would have melted in the suitcase immediately. I'm actually really glad that all of these survived the
journey. It survived.
All of those. I mean, I know there is no like radiator in the in the plane where the suitcases are, but I actually was expecting to something to melt while I was driving the car in the California heat. But actually my suitcase is very well isolated. It didn't even get warm a little bit.
Good.
Yeah,
it looked like a missile when you brought it in. But yeah, that's good stuff. We have one more that Lassa brought over for us. We left it at the house because I don't think that one was Christmas related.
Yeah, that one wasn't Christmas at all. That's a very special thank you candy in Germany.
Oh, okay. Thank you candy.
Yeah.
Arsenic or something.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. So yeah, that's pretty much it on this. I mean, it was good. I'll take pictures and just go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/90sChristmasPodcast. No, Facebook is 90s Christmas Pod. If I don't say it all together, I get confused. But facebook.com/90sChristmasPod. I'll take pictures. Lassa would probably put in the commentary of what they are. And yeah, if you ever get a chance to try them, I say you should try them.
Yeah, and then we should also post those on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll do it on Twitter and all that good stuff. But this is the 90s Christmas podcast, so we can't get away without doing something 90s related. And since this was going to eat up a lot of the time that we usually have for our shows, I decided, why don't we do something small? Where is the something small? Where did it go?
I don't know.
I thought I had it. Oh, here it is. I actually found a cassette tape. You can hear the cassette tape. I found it from... it's like one of those books on tape. It is about 10 minutes long or so, somewhere around there, not too long. It is from the book called Christmas is Coming by Clary Marshall. We had a hard time trying to figure out how to say that. it was narrated by Paula Parker, directed by Steve Blaine. and then so on and so forth. There's music in there and stuff. So we're going to take a listen to this cassette. I have a cassette tape player right next to me. So we're going to pop it in. We're going to listen to it. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a good story. And then we'll come back and we'll give you our thoughts on this story. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
The taste of nuts and honey, Mr. Scrooge.
Better things to do.
Oh, Mr. Scrooge, Honey Nut Cheerios, it's Christmas.
My customary gruel will suffice, thank you.
Yeah, but Honey Nut Cheerios blends golden honey and crunchy nuts.
Listen, did you say honey and nuts?
Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge.
And we're back. I hope you enjoyed this cheery Christmas episode.
You mean the Cheerios Christmas episode, Christmas commercial?
Yeah, I totally screwed it up. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's no problem. That commercial was pretty cool. I remember watching that when I was a kid. Honey Nut Cheerios commercial with Scrooge, and then Lassa said something that made me laugh right afterwards.
You say honey and nuts.
And then he's all happy, and then the ghosts are outside looking in. They're all sad as they walk away. No job for them. Nope. That time around.
Nope. Who knew?
Yeah, so we're back. We're kind of letting our stomachs settle from all of that candy that we ate. Uh-huh. And we sat down and we listened to this book on tape, Christmas is Coming, by Claire Mezerel, as the person on the tape kind of showed me how to pronounce it. But yeah, Lassa, what did you think?
Well, I mean, it would have been better if we had the book.
Yeah, I know. It would have been better because we would have had a more visual sense of what was happening instead of just listening to it. I thought it would be more or less something that you can listen to and kind of follow, but it was pretty much a children's book. Like, each page had maybe, what, two sentences in it, and then it was time to turn the page as the sound effect would let us know. So, yeah, it was pretty much a story about a little girl who is, I believe she's with her parents, and they're putting up, like, they're decorating the Christmas tree, they're decorating the house, they're baking cookies. Is that the sense you got from the story, Lassa?
Yeah, I did too, but we were weirded out by all the different people who seemed to be with a little girl, mm-hmm. and she called out, like, five or six names, and so I was like, are all of these her siblings? And then we looked at the book cover online, and we found out those, and actually I predicted that, those are her toys.
Yeah, her, like, sentient toys that were coming to life, apparently.
Yeah, she is a teddy, she has a doll, there's mm-hmm. like a bunny rabbit, there's some sort of like a I don't know, some other kind of some sort of dragon, I think.
Yeah, but the moral of the story is good. It's a lot like Toy Story in a way.
Mm-hmm.
The toys aren't really scared that she's going to get new toys for Christmas, but she's really excited for her new presents, but she completely forgets about her friends. That's kind of what the meaning of the story is. She is way excited about the new presents, but she forgets that she has those friends, those toys that she really loves. And she realizes that friendship is the best gift of all.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's really cute, and we looked at some of the pictures, some of the illustrations were also really well done.
Mm-hmm.
They look really nice, by illustrations by Mary H. Henry,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, it's simple enough. It's for very little kids, but we could follow the story fine
without the book.
Yeah, without the book, but it would have been much better if we actually had the book on hand to flip through it and then see what was going on.
Yeah, but if you have this book and you haven't read it yet, read it to your kids. I'm pretty sure it would be a nice, fun, quick read for bedtime. The children might think about what they're asking for Christmas and just be like, yeah, you know what? I got a lot of toys. These are all my friends. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
But they're kids. They won't do that.
Yeah.
This story was originally published in, I have the date. Give me 1 second and I will find it. Apparently I can't find it. Where'd it go?
Wasn't it 2001?
No, it's not 2001. It's a 90s.
Oh, yeah.
it's a 90s story, but I can't seem to find it. I'm pretty sure it was... Oh, here it is. It's in 99, 98, somewhere around there. There's a couple of different variations of it, but it was definitely in the 90s. Uh-huh. And this thing was narrated, I believe, in 94 is when the illustration copyright is, so I'm assuming the book has been around since the mid-90s. The audiobook, I think I found it at a thrift store. It was a cassette, so I just grabbed it and said, you know what, yeah, it's Christmas. I'll throw it on for the kids whenever, and here I am doing a podcast on it.
Yeah, listening to it with another grown man.
Yes. So, yeah, I guess that's it. If you can find this book, I do recommend it. It's fun, quick read. It looks like a lot of fun if you can look through the pages. We have a little bit of snippets from it. So, yeah, if you have it, go ahead and... look it up. Oh, but it kind of looks like there's other books with the same type of story feel. It's the little girl. I think her name was Juliet. I think that mm-hmm. was the little girl's name.
It's the same author. It's the same illustrator.
Same author, illustrations. The toys look about the same.
So I guess there was a whole Juliet sentient toys saga. Book universe. Yeah, saga.
Yeah.
But more epic than the Twilight Saga, I'm sure.
Maybe. But the author did write a couple of other books. She, I think it says that she did
15
books for children. So yeah, check them out. Check it out at your local library if you have it. You just go to Barnes & Noble. I'm pretty sure they have it. It kind of looks like one of those Scholastic books that's timeless. They're always going to have it in stock. So yeah, that's going to do it for this episode of It's a 90s Christmas Podcast. Lasse, you got anything else to say?
Not really, no. Was fun trying some candy. Was fun listening to a small book on tape. And now we let our stomachs rest a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I'm going to drink some water and we will be good to go for the road and all the stuff we have planned for the next couple of days.
Perfect. All right, so if you have any questions, comments, or want to suggest anything for a future show, go ahead and send those to... what's the email? Go ahead and send those to 90schristmaspodcast@gmail.com. You could also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/90schristmaspod. We're on Twitter at 90schristmaspod. Find us there, like us, leave us a review on iTunes, please. Those do help. Leave us a review anywhere, really, anywhere you can, anywhere you get your podcasts from, anywhere where you're listening to this. I'm pretty sure you can leave a review. Please leave us a review. Those always help.
Even if it's a negative one.
Those don't help.
But those always help. Yeah, word of mouth spreads, you know?
Yeah. Okay, Lasse, where can they find you?
You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Lasse Vogt. I have another podcast that's called Fans About Films, also available on SoundCloud and iTunes. I do German soundtrack reviews for scoregeek.wordpress.com, and I have a YouTube channel, Wettdeppert, where you can find all of my short films and some riff stuff I've done. So check that out. Leave a comment. Leave us a like. Everything helps, like Lyle said.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. So we will see you again next week. And thank you so much for listening. Have a good night.
Good night. Bye-bye now.